Okay, today's daf is daf Nun Dalid in Meseches Ksubis. We are on Nun Gimel Amabez. Nun Gimel Amabez, thank you very much. We are in the discussion of various women, whether they or their daughters receive mizonos after a certain event happens. The first one we did yesterday was Mema'enes. Mema'enes, we're not talking about any daughter there, we're talking about she herself. If a mamanis, if a woman is married and then she leaves that drabanan marriage and she goes back to her father's house, so we know that that's looked at somewhat as if the marriage never took place. So does she receive mizonos from her father's house? That was a machlokes of Yehuda and the Tanakama we mentioned yesterday. Maybe it's about how you look at miyun. Is it lamafreya, lamafreya, mikan alhaba lamafreya? That was question number one. So now we're up to the next one. Ba'i reish lakish. So now we have another couple more questions, and the following five are going to end up with teku. They're not going to have an answer. Boy Reish Lakish, five lines from the bottom of Nun Gimel Amid Beis. Boy Reish Lakish, Bas Yivama, Yesh Lamazonos, Oein Lamazonos. Bas Yivama, a daughter of a Yivama. Does she, let's say Reuven marries his sister-in-law, does Yibam to his sister-in-law, does she... receive mizonos from her from the first. I mean, Tosa talks about exactly what the case is, but does she receive mizonos from her from the yavam? From the yavam, what's the safek? Kivan damamar. Since we learned it in Mishnah in Maseches Yavamos, ksubas lanechse bayla harishon lesla. Since lecharchila the ksuba, when the yavam comes in and steps into the shoes of his brother, the ksuba responsibility really is on the assets of the dead brother. That's the ksuba lanechse bayla harishon. So lesla, so she should not receive mizonos from the yavam. Odilma, no. Since we say b'diavad, kiva de'isla mirisho and takina l'rabbanim isheni isla, or should we say that since, if we know the Mishnah says that if the dead brother does not have any assets, then the yavam has to give a ksuba to the yavama. So then isla, so then you see that the second yavam is the yavam is shayach in the world of ksuba b'diavad. So too this tanai ksuba should be able to come from his assets too. So what do we say? Do you go by the lachadchil or do you go by the b'diavad? Teku. So the Gemara does not answer the question. Tosas points out he has two dayas, but one of the dayas is that we're talking about a case of that the first one doesn't have any assets. It's not quite a choice, but the first day of Tosfos on the bottom Tosfos go into less lemi rishon. The first husband, the dead husband, doesn't have any. If that's the question, can't she now go to the second husband and receive her tonight ksuba? So teku, there are no answer to that question. Next, boy Rabbi Elazar. By the way, the simon that we mentioned yesterday. So it said Miana Yavama Shnei Arusav Ansa. It's going to tell us the five questions is alluded to in the simon. So the first two words don't really. What are they doing? The Gavri Shak Vizarak. The next five are the names. So they're an abbreviation. The Mefarshim said an abbreviation for the names. Rav Sheshes Shina Sheshes Kuf is Lakish, and the next one is. Zion is the next Elazar. So again, that's the simon. Again, a mnemonic to help remember the Gemara. Boy, Rabbi Elazar. Second to last line. Bas Shnia. Yesh lamazonos or ein lamazonos. A Shnia, one of the Isurei Derabanan mentioned in Maseches Yavamos, asur to marry a Shnia. We learned there that a Shnia does not get a ksuba. Various reasons why a shnia does not get a ksuba, even though an isur daraisa, like a manal kohen gadol, we learned yesterday, does get a ksuba. But a shnia l'arayos does not get a ksuba. The Gemara says we make the rabbanon sometimes even more chamor than daraisas to give chizik to the dinim drabanan. So a shnia does not get a ksuba. So the question is, does the daughter of a shnia get mizonos after the father dies? Again, question being, is there a tnai ksuba in this case where there is no ksuba? So yesh la mazonos or ein la mazonos. Does she get mazonos or not? Kiva de less la ksuba, less la mazone. Since she does not get a ksuba, so then let's say that she does not get, the daughter does not get mazonos either. O dilma, or shall we say, ima de avda isura kansua rabbanan. The mother did the aveira. So the mother married, she's a shnia, she married the husband, so she doesn't get mazonos, because she doesn't get her ksuba, because she did something wrong, chacham and workoneser. Eid lo avda isura lo katsua rabbanan. But the children didn't do anything wrong, they're just the results. Therefore, in this case, let's not be kones them, and let's give her mazonos, and let's let her have a tanai ksuba. It's not fundamentally that there is no ksuba, period, which would lead to saying that the tanai ksuba, which comes from the ksuba, doesn't exist. It's a specific reason why the mother does not get the ksuba because of a knas, and therefore we say maybe the children, though, the daughters, would get the tanai ksuba. Tekus or another tekus. So we're going to have five tekus today. I thought maybe, we haven't mentioned this thought in a few months, so I thought I'd mention it again. Thought on teku from Rav Levi Yitzchak that we've mentioned in the past. It's quoted here in the Im HaBanim Smecha, saved by Rav Teichtel, on page Kuf Samach Aleph. If you never saw it, it's a wonderful reading, Kuf Samach Aleph through Kuf Samach Gimel. Where the Kedushas Levi asked, the simple kasha. We know teku stands for Tishbi Yitaretz Kushus Vabayus. Right, Eliyahu HaNavi is going to answer our questions. The kasha is, why do we always say teku? Why don't we have meku? Right? Moshe Yitaretz. Isn't Moshe Rabbeinu the one, the Ava Chachma, the greatest one who's going to answer all of our questions? So why do we always say Teku? What does Eliyahu Navi have to do with it? So he was a wonderful Navi. What, Eliyahu Lomei, or Yaakov Lomei, many people. I mean, what's specifically Eliyahu Navi, why him over Moshe Rabbeinu? Hayaman Moshe Rabbeinu, all the Shalom, 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 Torah, Mitzvahs. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to come, and he's going to be alive. So why don't we listen to Moshe Rabbeinu? You can't argue with Moshe Rabbeinu. We mentioned in the past, he alludes to it. There's a story brought in this aspect of it. But you can't argue with Moshe Rabbeinu. He's the final decisor. Right? In the Seder Hadoros, Machlokas is quoted as a Machlokas. Moshe and Aaron is parallel Machlokas, Rashi and Rabbeinu Yechiel. So sometimes this is a derech of some svarim. They parallel biblical arguments to, right, Yaakov and Rachel were arguing about, you know, Yehi Shalom Midas, something like that. So there's a derech in certain svarim. So there is one example of that in Seder HaDoros where Rashi and Rabbeinu Yechiel, I think it is, argue in the same machlokas between Moshe and Aaron. Right, so the Reb Chaim, when he got the Sefer, Moshe and there was a machlokas between Moshe. I think it was about the kesher, but you have to tie the kesher of tefillin every day. You have to retie it, or just you can use the same one as we do. We don't tie our tefillin every day. The knots of it connected to the bias. So that was a machlokas. Reb Chaim, when he got the sefer for a haskama, it's quoted that Reb Chaim said, "I can give a haskama to the sefer except for this page, because this page is apikarsus. The whole sefer is wonderful, except this page is apikarsus. Why? You can't argue with Moshe Rabbeinu." You can't argue. Moshe Rabbeinu, that's by definition, he's our Rabbeinu, you can't argue with him. So, just as, using that as an example, so the Imam Ben Ispecha says, Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't argue with him. So why do we say Teku? Why not Meku? So I haven't mentioned this in a long time. So the Imam Ben Ispecha quotes the Kedushas Levi, who says, you can't have somebody paskin who's not involved in the world. You can only have a posek who's alive and knows exactly what's going on in the world. You have to know the psak. What psak do you need? Right, certain generations need different psakim. Relying on different shitas. That's why it's Eliyahu. Why is it Tishbi? Because Eliyahu Navi lo meis. Eliyahu Navi comes to every bris. Eliyahu Navi is involved. The Gemara in Erevin even discusses, how did he come? He goes over the tchum, because he got a bris on Shabbos. Right? So the Gemara is really, really worried how Eliyahu Navi is going to come. He's involved. Eliyahu chai v'kayim v'lo tom tam misa v'u tamid v'zeh ha'olam v'lakein hu yifshot kushyus v'abayis ki hu yodea be'ezah mi d'tzarech olam l'snaigva. Right, there's a Zohar that says that we're going to pass in like Beis Shammai in the future because the world is going to be on a Beis Shammai level. Why? Because the world is going to be different then. So again, every generation, why? What do they say in Baba Kama? Yehe munach achiyavo Eliyahu. Also, not Ashiyavo Moshe Rabbeinu. Ashiyavo Eliyo, you have a suffix, leave it in Bezin until Eliyahu HaNavi comes. So again, this is all a reflection because one has to be involved in the world at that time in order to know what the best psak should be. He actually, Imam Ben Ispecha actually uses this to question those who say that certain Rabbanim said you shouldn't go to Eretz Yisrael before the wars. Rav Tachtel is using that to say you can't say that they would argue Bizman HaZeh after the Shoah, after is the middle, he's around to get what's happening, you have to ask Poskei HaDor right now. And I would say, he says, that I think we have to go to Eretz Yisrael. That's what he uses, that shita, to back him up in that way. Okay, so we have five takus today. That's why I felt I was allowed to mention that thought again. But again, the godless of Dafyomi is that you could review Varts once a year. Even ones that you know, oh, he said this already. No, but that's the godless of Dafyomi. Great, wonderful! People remember that I said it already, but that's the Galus of Daf Yomi coming back again over and over to various thoughts. Okay, fourth line. Boyi Rava. Rava says. Rava asks the next question. Number four. We had Mema Enes, Bas Yavama, Bashnia, and now we have Bas Arusa. Bas Arusa, the daughter of an Arusa. Yesh la Mazonos or Ein la Mazonos. So again, what's that case? What's the daughter of an arusa? So Rashi says, second line, ba'al arusaso v'yaldalo. A man is boel, lives with his arusa, right? It's an isser. Now let him live with your arusa. Pashtus, it's an isser derabanan. According to Rov Rishonim, living with your arusa, let's say after Erisin. So she's an eshes ish. So to live with anybody else, it's an isser daraisa for her. Eshes ish. But what about living with her arus? Arus and arusaso. So according to Rov Rishonim, that's an isser derabanan. It's a Durabanan. There is a Shita Yeshana, I think it was a Shabbos, I don't know if we mentioned it, back on Dav Zayin, Zayin Mezachas Ksubis, a Shita Yeshana quoted in the Shita Mekubetzes, who quotes that it's an Isser Daraisa, to him also. Right before him, a Pnuya, it got worse for him. Once he was a Pnuya, there's a question what it was. Tosafos in Yavama says that maybe it was an old Isser, right, Pani Abala Ala Pnuya. So that might not be Daraisa, if it's in certain situations. But once she becomes an arusa, it says the Shita Yishana gets worse. It's an isser daraisa. But that is a minari yishita. Most hold that it's an isser derabanan. So what happens if there's a child born out of their relationship? Bala rusasa v'yaldol of a mace. So does she get mizonos or not? So says the Gemara, kivan de isla ksuba isla. Do we say that because a arusa has a ksuba, then fine, even the child gets the tanai ksuba? Oh, Dilma, or should we say, kivan de lo takin rabbanan ksuba achasti su in lesla? Or do we say, since the ksuba is not really written until right before the marriage, isla, lesla, so she should not get mizonos afterwards if the husband would die then? Teku. So again, teku. So Rashi points out, Rashi has 2 days here. What do you mean, an arusa yesh la ksuba? There's a major machlokas we've shown him about that. So is this Gemara taking a stand on whether arusa should get a ksuba or not? So Rashi has 2 days saying you don't have to take a stand on this. 2 days. Number one, Rashi says, maybe this is a case where she happened to write a ksuba, minha erisin. And the question is, what's the suffix of the Gemara? When the husband writes a ksuba voluntarily to his arusa, does he also have in mind that the tanai ksuba should kick in, or just the ksuba? Or, Rashi says, maybe this is according to the Manta Amar, that Ksuba is written from Erisin. And now the question is, Chazal, not about the person. When Chazal instituted that a Ksuba is written from Erisin, did Chazal have in mind that the Tznai Ksuba should also kick in from Erisin? Either way, that's how you have to say the suffix, according to the 2 days of Rashi. If you look in the Rush here, the Rush quotes the Ravid, who adds on a very mistaver idea. The Rush quotes the Ravid and says, I agree with him, that it must be that they got married afterwards. That's the case. It wasn't just Baal Arusaso and they never got married. Baal Arusaso and then they later got married. So you know what the suffix is? The suffix is, now that they're married and then the husband dies, does the Tnai Ksuba that the daughters will eat from the estate, does that only apply to daughters born after marriage or pre-marriage? That's the question. Because what's the language of the ksuba that we had in the last parak? The daughters, benan nukvon, the yehevun l'chiminoi, that will be born. They will be born. These were born already. These are born before the marriage. That's the suffix. That's what the Ravid says. And the Rosh says, v'hai pirusha nicha. Because I think if they never got married, then of course there's no mizonos. That is the Hosafa, right, not just the Baal Arusaso, but they later got married. The Ritva adds, maybe they didn't have to get married, maybe it just means that Yud Beis Chodesh passed. We're going to have in a couple of daf, what we had all the way back on that base, the Mishnah Rishona, Mishnah Achrona, that after 12 months when they're supposed to be married, certain Chiyuvim kick in, even if they don't get married, if it's his fault. Right? Maybe he has to start supporting her already. So the Ritva says you don't actually need Mizonos to have happened already, but you need the Chi of Mizonos to have kicked in for the mother, and then the question is, what happens to the daughter? So take you again, question remains unanswered. Ba'i Rav Papa, next question. Papa says, about 8 lines down, Bas Anusa, Yesh Lamazonos or Lamazonos. Does a Bas Anusa, meaning a man, Chman al-Aslan, rapes a woman, and he has to marry her, right? Lo Siya Leisha. We discussed that back in the fourth parak. So, and earlier, the third parak. Bas Anusa, Yesh Lamazonos or Lamazonos. So does the daughter of an Anusa receive Mizonos or not? So Gemara says, let's wait a minute. Let's remember a machlokas we had earlier. Does an Anusa get a ksuba? Does Anusa get a ksuba? That's what Machlokas said earlier. See on the side, it says, Daflamites. Alib, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, lo tibay locha. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda there said that an Anusa gets a ksuba. To Amar Yesh Laksubana, she gets a ksuba. So therefore, according to him, of course, Mizonos is going to be had for the daughter because the mother gets the ksuba. So there's no question. Ki tibay locha alib de Rabbanan. The question is, according to the Rabbanan there, who said that she does not get a ksuba. What were the svaras? Why an anusa should get a ksuba or not? So the Gemara quotes one of them. The Amri Yotze Kesef Knasa Biksubasa. The Rabbanan held that the knas that he pays is in lieu of the ksuba. He does not have to pay the ksuba. So my So does the daughter of an anusa get mizonos? After all, the mother does not get a ksuba. So kivan de les la ksuba, les la mizonos, shall we say that since the mother does not get a ksuba in this case, so the daughter does not get mizonos? O dilma, or should we say, no, look at the reason. Ksuba, time of Micah, they shall take kalabain of lotzia. Remember, why doesn't an anusa get a ksuba? Because what's the whole reason for ksuba? That the husband shouldn't look at it as very easy to divorce his wife, v'halo masi mafigla. And in this case, he's not allowed to divorce her. The pasuk says. So therefore, there's no reason to have a ksuba. So the chachamim say. So that reason has nothing to do with the daughter. So the mother. So there shouldn't be a ksuba for the mother, but the daughter should get their rights. So again, teiku, unanswered question. And again, remember what was the other svara? The gemara quoted earlier in Daf Lametes. The rabbanim say no ksuba because, after all, he can't divorce her. The rabbanim, the Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda say back, no. But even so, he can't divorce her, but he can make her life miserable. You make life miserable during the marriage, so she'll want to get divorced. So we'd rather not that happen either, so that's why she does get a ksuba of 100, meaning because she's a ba'ula, she's not a basula, so she's not 200. So that was the machlokas tanam over there, whether she gets a ksuba or not. Right, you might say, but what do you mean? He made her a ba'ula. He made her a ba'ula. But still, afal pikein, he made her a ba'ula, he's not going to be able to get divorce her anyway, so it doesn't really matter what the ksuba would be. It's okay? What's with... The chamishim, he said, oh, it's in lieu. So it's chamishim kesef, and then there's two, and there's the zuz. There's the zuz. So zuz that we're gonna have, I think it's, we're okay? We're gonna have, too close. Okay. So I'll stand away a little bit. Sit away a little bit. So it's about, the chacham work it out. I don't think it means, it's not literally the same. But it's just in lieu of, because the reason afterwards that shall take alabain of lahutsiya. Okay. Tosfos asks, she has the R on top, why is the Gemara asking about a bas anusa, whether she gets a mizonos? What about the anusa herself? That's not clear anywhere. The anusa, does an anusa get mizonos? The anusa get mizonos. So the Gemara never asked that question. The Ra'a says, you're right, it's a question also, it just says that it wants to be parallel to the other cases of bas this, bas that. So the Gemara could have asked it also, just wants to be parallel. Next. So get back to the language of the Mishnah. The language of the Mishnah says that you will, so the Tanai Ksuba is that you will sit in my, somebody emailed me a question, why this language, sounds like, I didn't get the answer yet, but it's, I'll put it out there, this language, all these languages in our Mishnah, Ata Yasva Bevesi, and all these languages, it's not in our Ksubas. Right, we have a lot of the tanaim in our ksuba, vani ofer, va'ofik, va'ezon, va'farnes. Right, we have all the responsibilities. Right, we have va'efrok. Right, I'll redeem you. Right, all those language, but the language it sounds like we've been discussing the language of an Ashes Kohen, hevele alfa, hevele le'int, va'adrinich le'medinasech. So when exactly did that stop? I'm sure there's a beforeish answer. I didn't get to look it up yet, but it's interesting that all the language of the Mishnayos here sounds like it was in their ksuba. So at some point, it stopped being in their ksuba, this language, and we just have it a shortened version. Again, Sephardi ksubas are longer. So Sephardi ksubas, maybe they have the language in there, but I have to check it out. Ato Yasu Bevesi, yeah. Certain Sephardi ksubas. Well, which question? The Rishonim discussed, what about Ksubas Banadichrin in all these cases, what about the other cases? There are machlokas Rishonim about each of these cases, what the Ksubas Banadichrin would be in these cases. We're asking about Mizona specifically. Some of them are asking who are in the other Tanaim and some not. Ato Yezub Besi, next Gemara. So the Tanai is that you will sit in my house. The Mishnah said, you will sit in my house until you will be taken as getting married again or until you get the Ksuba. So Tani Rav Yosef, Bevesi Vlubaviksi. So do we say, we take the word literally. You could sit in my house and eat, you my wife, he says after the husband dies, you could sit in my house and get fed from my estate. So Tanya Rav Yossi, Bevesi Vlobaviksi. What if he doesn't have a house? What if he only lives in a shack? What if he lives in a shack and doesn't have a house? So Rashi explains, they could say, you know what, go back to your father's house. You know, we have a shack here. We can't have you in the house. So go back to your father's house. Bevesi lo bevixi, in my house and not in my shack. Ava mazoni isla. But the chiddush is, even though it says in the ksuba, you will sit in my house and receive mizonos, those two are not dependent on each other. Even if she's not in the house anymore, she will still get mizonos. So that's what it means. But basically, v'bixi av mizoni isla. Still, she could get mizonos. Mar bar avashi amar afilu mizoni nami lesla. No, mar bar avashi says they go together. Once she's not in the house anymore, she doesn't get mizonos. Mizonos is a function of being in the house. Once they're allowed to say, you're not in the house anymore, so she doesn't get mizonos. But let's say, chuzak mar bar avashi, that halacha is not like mar bar ravashi. Tosfos in the second Tosfos points out that sometimes this Tana, we pass like the first day of Mizona Isla. Sometimes it's a good thing, sometimes it's a bad thing for her, that she could stay in the house. So if he has, you know, many houses, and so she could always stay in the house, no matter what house she wants to stay in, if he has Batim Tovim. But if he doesn't have a house, then it works out to her detriment. Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel, second wide line, Tavua li hinasei v'nis paisa, ein l'mazonos. What if this Almana, somebody asks her to marry her? Somebody asks her, you know, well, she's getting married. She was asked out to be married. Venice Paisa, she agrees. She agrees. But our Erison didn't happen yet. Let's call this engagement. Like what we would call engagement. She is Paisa. He agrees. She agrees to marry him. At that moment, she no longer gets mizonos from the first husband. She's already out of the parsha. That's not called anymore Meger Almanusayach. That's not called anymore days of her almanus. She's already agreed to get married to somebody else. Says the Gemara, "Holo nispaisa yesh lamazonos." What if she wasn't nispaisa yesh lamazonos? What if she's going out on dates? What if she's going out? What, she still gets mazonos there? She's obviously already not staying home anymore and being in almanusayach. So Amar Avanan l'di mifishal aminei demar Shmuel Amra. It depends what she said. Why she rejected the offer. Machmas Pony Bali, if she says, you know what, I'm not really ready yet because I'm still connected to my first husband. I'm not really ready yet. So Yesh la Mazonos, then she'll get Mazonos, because you see that the reason she's not getting married is because she's connected to her first husband. Machmas Pony Adab, she ain't a Muganim law, if it's because she hasn't found the right suitor yet, so then ain't la Mazonos. So then she's already out of the Parsha, so she doesn't receive Mazonos anymore. Amar of Chizda, Zinsa ain't la Mazonos. What if she was Mazana? So then we say, Ein la mazonos, again, she loses her mazonos because of her actions. Amar of Yosef, Kichlo upir, because Ein la mazonos. What if she put on makeup, beautified herself, maybe to get ready to be able to look attractive for potential husbands? So again, Ein la mazonos. Rav Yosef says, no mazonos there. So do they agree with each other? So Manda Amar Zinsa, according to one who says that she loses it when she's mazana, Kolshigen Kichlo upir kasa. Surely, that opinion would say that she loses it in the case where she beautifies herself. Why? Because if in a case of znus, where the Gemara is about to say, where you might say that she lost herself all of a sudden, yetzer, like we had yesterday, her yetzer just took over her at that moment, so surely something that was premeditated, that she put on makeup and jewelry and she went out, surely there she would lose Ms. Mizonos. Mandar Makichlo Pirkasa, but the opposite would not be true. But according to the one who says that she loses her Mizonos, when she puts on makeup and goes out, so was into Isla, but maybe Znus would not lose it. My time, my Yetzer Ansa, because maybe we would say that it's just her Yetzer Hara who took over her for a moment. Obviously, it's a Znus. Obviously, it's terrible. Obviously, if she was an Ashes Ishes, and so she would be Chayav Misa. But again, in terms of Mizonos, we can have an excuse a little bit. It says the Gemara, though, in all these cases about losing her Mizonos, we don't pass like any of these cases. You need much more in order for her to lose Mizonos. Elkiha, the following. Damar Yudam or Shmuel, Hatovas Ksubasa Bebezdin Ela Mizonos. If she goes to Bezdin and asks to be paid her Ksuba, that's when she loses Mizonos. Anything short of that, she does not lose her Mizonos. Why not? See on the side, Gi'in Lamed Hey, Rashi and Gi'in says, because that's really a Gilui Das that she wants to get remarried. That's a Gilui Das. Okay, maybe if she's getting dressed and she's getting into the parsha, but until she goes into Bezdin and Tavas or Ksuba, so then it's not enough. That's the Gemara. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Is this really true that up until the point that she's Tavas or Ksuba, she does not get Mizonos? V'hatanya, didn't we learn in Nebraisa, Machra Ksubasa, Mishkan Ksubasa, Asa Ksubasa, Botiki Lacher? If she sells her Ksuba, let's say she sells her ksuba, as we discussed a little bit yesterday. Or she designates her ksuba as a mashkon, as a collateral. She owes money, she says, take my ksuba. Asta ksuba sa aputiki, if she designates her ksuba as an aputiki. La'acher, an aputiki is something that's designated to be paid up for a future. A mashkon is taken to the rishus of the other person, the creditor. Aputiki stays in her rishus, but it's designated that if I don't pay up, then you'll be able to take this. Po to hei koi. Right, this is going to be where this will stand for you. In all those cases, ein lamazonos. All those cases are cases where she's actually using the ksuba as if it's collected already. right? She's selling it, she's using it as a mashkon. So the Gemara says, don't we say hani in only those cases she loses her mizonos, aval tovas lo, but just coming to Beis Din and asking for it, where she's not acting as if it's hers already, she wouldn't lose her ksuba? So the Gemara says, no, hani, even tovas would lose it, but it depends. Hani bebezdin, maybe shalom bebezdin. These other ones where she's acting as if it's hers already, even not in front of bezdin, she would lose her mizonos. Tovas bebezdin in shalom bebezdin lo. Tovas, why is it said separately before? Because it's a special din. Only if she's tovas in bezdin. If she just goes to the yarshim privately and say, you know, can I have my ksuba? That's not called lost. She doesn't lose her mizonos yet. So that's what we paskin. We don't paskin like the other shitos. The Rush notes here that let's say she was forced to be Tovas or Ksuba, so that she doesn't lose her Mizonos yet. What do you mean, forced? If you look in the parallel Gemara here in the Yerushalmi, there's a case where the Yarshim go over to the mother and say, you heard about so-and-so? He's interested in marrying you. And she's like, really? So she goes to Bezin as Tovas or Ksuba, and then she goes and she finds out it was all a trick. Like, oh, sorry, it was all a trick. They faked her out because they wanted her to go to Bezit. Tavaz Ksuba, you don't have to feed her anymore. So the Yerushalmi says she gets her Mizonos. She gets her Mizonos because that was all a trick. That was a Tavaz Ksuba Ba'ones. So says the Rosh, if that's true, like the Yerushalmi says, then Hu Adin says the Chinami, if they don't want to feed her anymore. Let's say they say, oh, we don't want to feed you anymore. And she goes to Beis Din, therefore, because she doesn't have a choice to get her mizono, to get her ksuba. But Beis Din works out that they forced up, you know, someone to feed her. That's also an ones. So that's what the Rush says. Tavas mizonos, tavas ksubasa only loses it if it is bertsona and not ba'ones. Next, two dots. The kachal yanchi yushalayim v'chulu. We had in the Mishnah two versions of what the language of the ksuba should be. You shall eat. You can eat mizonos in my rishos until your almanus. Right, and al yemei mega almanusayach, until you finish your almana days, meaning tovas ksubasa, etc. Or you could eat mizonos until the yarshim decide to give you the ksuba. Those are two versions of the mishnah. Nafkamina, could they choose to pay you the ksuba? So says the gemara. Itma rav amar halacha kanchi yehuda. Halacha is like kanchi yehuda, which is the second version of the mishnah, that it goes by whenever the yisomim want to pay her the ksuba. Ushmol amar halacha kanchi galil. It goes like galil. Eretz Yisrael split up into different areas. Bavel v'chol parvadahanol karav. Bavel and all its surrounding suburbs go like Rav. Nahardah v'chol parvadahanol gishmuel. Nahardah and all its surrounding suburbs go like Shmuel. Right? Shmuel is the marda asra of Nahardah. Story. Hahi bas mechuzah davis esivas lanahardah. There was a bas mechuzah, which is in Bavel, bas mechuzah, a daughter from mechuzah, davis esivas lanahardah, that was married somebody from Nahardah. Rashi points out mechuzah is from Bavel. So different minhagim. She was from Bavel, who went like Rav, and she married somebody from Nahardah, who went like Shmuel. Also, the commander of Nachman, so when her husband died, and she went to Rav Nachman to figure out what the din is, how long she could have mizonos, so she went in front of Rav Nachman. Shama lekala demas mechuzahi. Rav Nachman recognized her accent. Oh, this is a mechuzanik. This is a mechuzah girl. So amalahu, bavel v'chol parvadah nok harav. So you go like Rav. He's the marda asra of Bavel. So you have to go like Rav. Amrulay, but they said to her, him, v'harnar l'nonisiva. No, but her husband was from Nahardah. What do you mean she should where she grew up? But her husband was from Nahardah. And when you have different minhagim, you go by the husband. This is the Gemara. This is the Makar. Different minhagim, you go by the husband. So what's so on her accent? But she's married to somebody, a husband. Oh, he said, oh, I didn't know. Yahachi Nahardah v'chol parvadah Shmuel. Everybody, you have to go like Shmuel. I didn't realize. So it's interesting that he recognized her accent. V'yad heicha Nahardah. Right, how far is Nahardah? What's the borders? Ad heicha desavi desagi kavad Nahardah. As long as they still use Nahardah measurements. Right, as long as you, if you're American, they say how long you make aliyah. So when are you not an Oleh Chadash anymore? When you start thinking in meters and not in miles anymore. That's already, you know, when you're already talking in no more inches and feet, you're in. So again, that's here when you're still talking in Nahardah language, you're still using the measurements of Nahardah, then you still know you're in Nahardah. Again, this is a huge topic, obviously, just to quote you one source related to it. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Arachayim Aleph Kufnun Ches Beish Veisha Shehem Medinos Chalukos Eich Yinago BeMenhagim Achalukim. Right, written in 1956. Right, men and women have different menhagim. So what do they do in terms of various menhagim? And that Shiloh was asked as, after all, we're in New York where there's no Menhagim Makom anyway. So there's no Menhagim Makom anyway. We're from different countries. So you know which one wins. So Rav Moshe says, as you would have guessed, Nachal Anias Daiti Haisha Tzricha Lisnai Kemenhagan Baal Bein Lachumra. You can't have one house as a remotion with different menhagim. One set of menhagim and it goes by the husband. Why? Because in halachically, the woman is nichnas l'rishus habal. And the Baal is the one whose Rishus she goes into, Ha'isha Niknes, which means he goes into her, she goes into his Rishus, and therefore, that is why the older Minhagim go by him. And he quotes our Gemara that you see that he, right when he found out that it was, she was married to a Nahardayin, so it goes by him. Beni Suin, and he quotes, the Gemara is about, you look at the Gemara in Pesachim also, about if you go somewhere, Minhagamachim Shabamikan, Halachlakan, but if you have no intention to go back, you always go by where you came to. So if you get married, you have no intention to go back. And nothing greater than that. And therefore, you always go by the Beis Baila, Bein Lachumra, and Bein Lakula. Because that's halachically it's looked at as she went into his Rishus. The Tashbates, even as a tshuva, that this applies, as our Gemara says, after the husband dies. After the husband dies. And let's say if she has children. Right? Just like we have in a halacha that if a husband kohen died, then his wife could still eat truma mida oraisa as long as there are children. So too here, just like the halacha minhagim, that she still follows nigeres achar minag bailo to ishta kagufo, right? Or mulsab shita the ancient name is suban al shulchan echad v'chalukin biiso sehen, right? You can't have different minhagim at the same table, and therefore he says even after v'meis baal v'yesh lazera mimenu adayin dinon kiminhago. It's a tashbeis in chel gimel simin kofayin tes. Again, this is a huge topic. But this is what we paskin. It goes by generally the halachas of the baal, halacha of the husband. How long you wait, milchings and fleishiks. You can't choose the more makel opinion. Again, if you want to be machmir, like let's say if you think there's one minyan that's more connected to halacha, more rooted in halacha, then you could do that. But again, it's generally goes by the minhagim of the father of the husband. Itmar, good. Remember this gemara though is one of the sources for it. Rab Amar, so now, when a woman's ksuba is paid, are there deductions? Right, you have to pay them a matayim zuz. So are there, the accountant just walked in, are there deductions? It, Amana. Rab Amar Shaman Masha Aleha. Rab says, all the clothing that she has comes off, the 200. Because, where'd that clothing come from anyway? Came from the husband. So, he does not have to pay the full 200, you deduct all the clothing that she has. The Meiri says, doesn't just mean the clothing that she's wearing. Shaman Masha Aleha. It means all the clothing that she has are deducted when she pays. When he has to pay her. Ushmuel Amar, Ancient Mashallah. Shmuel says, no, you don't deduct. Right? What her clothing is considered her clothing. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Avin, V'chilufa B'lakit. Rav Chiya Bar Avin says, the opposite by a lakit. Look, a lakit is a worker. And when, let's say, you gave, Baal HaBayis gave a worker certain clothing to wear, so they say, they have opposite shitos when it comes to a worker in terms of when you pay the worker at the end of his, service, do you take off for the clothes that he's wearing that you gave him? Rav Kahana Masi V'chein B'Lakit. Rav Kahana says, no, the same thing, the same shitas, Rav and Shmuel apply to a lakit. Umanach Basimana, Rav gave a simon for his shita that you do deduct, Yasma V'Armalta, a yasom, which is a lakit, who you're treating like a yasom. Var malta, and an almana, shlach upuk. Shlach means strip off the clothing, like shlach is like skinning the animal. Right? Shlach upuk, skin them, and you take off their clothing, and meaning deduct their clothing, and then puk, and then they can leave. Amar Rav Nachman, Avagav, the time of Asid, Kavasi de Shmuel, even though we have a Mishnah that supports Shmuel, Hilchza Kavasi de Rav, Alacha, it follows Rav, Ditznam. Which Mishnah supports Shmuel? Mishnah in Mesechas Erechin. Echan Alakta Shachaz Vechan Marachaz Asmo. Let's say somebody says, my Nechasim should go to the base of Megdash. Or, I want to give my Erech, right? Everybody has an Erech, the end of the Parshas B'chukosai. I want to give my value to the base of Megdash. So the Mishnah says that the Gizbar, the gabbai of the Beis HaMikdash comes to your house and says, I heard about that promise. You know what? You didn't pay yet. I'm going to take some stuff from your house until you decide to pay. I'm going to take some mashkones. So, what's he allowed to take? So, ein lo lobitzos ishto, lobitzos banav, lobitzevash, esvan lishman. So, he can't take the wife's or the children's clothing. Because that's considered the wife. That's not the husband's. V'lobitzevash, esvan lishman. And not even clothing that he died for them and they didn't wear yet. V'lobitzandalim chadashim, shlokha lishman. Or shoes that the husband bought for them and they didn't wear yet. That's already considered their clothes, and the gizbar cannot take those as a mashkon. So what do you see from the Mishnah? You see from the Mishnah that the woman's clothes are considered her clothing, not his clothing. And therefore that supports Shmuel, that they're her clothing and they shouldn't be deducted from the ksuba. So Amalei Rav Elazar of Nachman, V'chemiachar desam basiza kavasi de Shmuel. If the Mishnah supports Shmuel, Amai helchsa kavasi de Rav. So why do we go like Rav? If the Mishnah supports Shmuel, so Amalei lichorek Shmuel riyata. No, you're right. At first glance, the Mishnah appears like Shmuel. But ki ma'ainis ba'alechsa kavasi de Rav. But if you look a little closer and you analyze it, you'll see that really, it could go like Rav as well. It's not proved, it can go like Rav. That's how you have to translate this. My time, why? Because why in the Mishnah does it seem like it's her clothing? And Rav says it has to be deducted. When they're married, so he, the husband, has not to give her the clothing, and it should be like hers while they're married. But at the time of Ksuba, at the time when they're getting, the marriage is dissolving, so then, or dissolved, and she's getting the Ksuba, then he doesn't have it in mind for the clothing to be hers. So it depends whether you're talking about in marriage or at the end of marriage. So the Mishnah could fit in according to Rav as well. Okay, there's a discussion that we've shown him. We don't have time to discuss it now. Does the same halachas apply to Grusha? Almana and Grusha. You can look at the Rif, the Balamar, the Ramban in the back. Does the same halachas about deductions apply to a Grusha or not? It's a very interesting Tosfos Rid to remember on this Gemara. Right? Tosfos Rid is on the Daf. Tosfos Rid, right? It says, the Gemara, our Girsa. L'chora, if you look at it at first glance, it looks like Shmuel, but if you analyze it a little deeper, you know, you'll see it better. So if you look on the side, the Aruch says, what's L'chora? L'chora is from the word Or. Light. Or, at first, lights. That's the shorish of L'chora. K'sha'adah poseach, kodem sh'dayim, but when you look at it at first, right, you'll see it. If you look at the Tosfos Rid, and the regular Gemara is printed in Amud Beis. If you look at the Tosfos Rid spells L'chora with an ayin. L'chora, meaning at sometimes at first glance, you know, things are lichora, they turn out to be ugly because you're not being ma'ayin in enough. So you have to make sure when you're lichora that it's not lichura. Right? You can't look at things just at first glance and on a superficial level because the lichora could turn into lichura. Ka'adam ki'ur she'enu ma'ayin umedaktik. So he says if you look at it at first glance, that's a Tosas Rid Ksubas Nun Dalet. Whenever you're having a chavrusa, well, lechora, you have to say, is that a lechora or a lechura? You have to know that, make sure that your lechoras are serious, turn into in-depth analysis, because if not, it could be left as the aleph could turn into an ayin. Okay, two dots. Kase de Beirut Bar Yashin, Havika, Tovik Subasami Yasmi, the daughter-in-law of the son of El Yashiv. Havika Tavak Subasa Miyasmi Tovek Suba, she was being Tovek Suba from Yisomim. Havika Mamti Lulubedina. So she was bringing them, she wanted her Ksuba, her husband had died. She was taking the orphans to court in order to collect her Ksuba. Amri, they said to her, Zilwan Milsad Tislihachi, what are you wearing? So embarrassing. What are you wearing? You're hardly wearing, you know, what are you wearing? So embarrassing to come to Besdin like that. You'll see what they're doing. Azla Lavashtinu Vechsetinu Lukulimana. She went home and put on all of her clothing. She came back and said, you happy? She put on all of her clothing. Also, the Kami de Ravina, and Ravina, they come to Bez, and finally, Amalahu, he looks like I was in the Rav, Damar Almanashar Mashallah. So Ravina comes to Bez, and Ravina says, you know what? Rav said you have to deduct all your clothing. Wonderful, I'm so glad you brought all your clothing. Deduct it all, and they only have to pay the difference. Right? So the Meiri explains that they tricked her. They tricked her because they thought that if they come to Bez, and she's only wearing something, and the Bez says you have to pay, she's like, oh, I don't have so much clothing at home. I don't know. I have a couple of robes and a shirt. So they tricked her in a way because they wanted to see all of her clothing because they knew that would be deducted. That's why they did that.
Why is this different than the Rosh's case in the Yerushalmi?
Why is this case than the Rosh? Well, she's going to be Tovei HaKsuba now. It's not like they tricked her to go be Tovei HaKsuba. We're not paying Mizona. She wants to be Tovei HaKsuba. So they just want this detail of knowing where all the clothing is in order to have all the deductions. Next. Yeah.
Clothing or even jewelry?
It's a question, what exactly is included? At least the clothing, what, anything that he gave her? Right, it's a question of the umdana. How much does, what about the jewelry, what about other things that he gave her? Right, it might be other things as well. Right, the estate, right. She should probably have more than what she's entitled to now. Ahuda amar lahu nedunya labras, a man on his deathbed, says, give the standard nedunya to my daughter. Zol nedunya, the standard nedunya, certain types of items. Zol nedunya, and then what happens if the nedunya, before it's paid up, gets the items cheaper. And therefore you'd be able to give more for the same value. The answer is it doesn't matter. Amar Avidibar Avin Pernally asked me, the value, the profit goes to the Yisomim, you only have to give the same exact amount of the standard as was meant earlier. Hahuda Amar Lahu, Arba Mea Zuzi Min Chamer Labras, give 400 Zuz value of wine to my daughter as an Adunya. And Iker Chamer, then wine gets more expensive. So do you give the same exact amount that he wanted to do, or do you still give only 400? Amar of Yosef, Rav Chali asked me, the profit goes to the Yisomim. Again, they win. There was a relative of Rav Yochanan who had a stepmother who was being mafsid their mazonos. What do you mean they were being mafsid? Rashi says she was eating a lot. That's what Rashi says, she was eating a lot. Other Rishonim say, what do you mean she was eating a lot? That's not called mafsid mazonos, eating a lot. It must be that maybe she was careless. She was eating, throwing a lot of food out. Right? Everybody eats what they need to eat. Anyway, the issue, Ben Mavsim is Onos, also the kind of Rabbi Yochanan, they came in front of Rabbi Yochanan, and Amalahu, Rabbi Yochanan gave them advice. Ezilub, and yeah, that, it's going to be obvious that the case is that their father is about to die. And therefore, they're worried that after he dies, all the mizonos, all their estate is going to be used up by the mizonos, they're going to have to pay. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Ezilub Amalu Labuchan, go tell your father, before he dies, to designate a piece of land, and that would be for a mizonos, so she doesn't have to get the whole estate. Also, the comment to Reish Lakish, Amalahu, Koshke Chivala Mazonas. Reish Lakish says, what do you mean? You just made it worse. Rabbi Yochanan, what do you say? She can get Mazonas, if you designate, you know what that halacha is? She can get whatever she wants, and even from this land she could take. So Amalahu, Rabbi Yochanan, Lomar Hachi. So they said, but Rabbi Yochanan didn't tell us this. So Amalahu, Reish Lakish says, okay, but I think I'm right. He's wrong. Zilo Havila, go tell him what I said. Vilo Mafikna Lachu, Rabbi Yochanan Meunaichan. If you're not, I'm going to make sure you never listen to Rabbi Yochanan again. Meaning Reish Lakish was very vehement about his shita being right. Also, the Rabbi Yochanan, they came in front of Rabbi Yochanan and told him, Amalahu, he said to them, Ma'a said, what can I do? Shekinegdi Cholok Alai. Somebody who is parallel to me argued on me. What can I do? You have to listen to him. Right? So the Rishon pointed out that Reish Lakish was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. Right? But Rabbi Yochanan considers him now a colleague. Right? So he says, Kinegdi. So the Mefarshim talk about in Shulchan Aruch, when can a Talmud argue on a Rebbe? At what age, when the Talmud gets nischakim enough, could he argue on the Rebbe? Because here Reish Lakish is arguing, Rabbi Yochanan even has to accept it. The Gemara finishes off even, and there are many, if you look in the Sharm Sriyana Balacha here, he quotes many different examples where Rabbanim argued on the Rebbeim, where the Rambam quotes his Rebbeim and argues on them, and other examples. So Amar Rabbi Avo, Lidim Yifishalimine, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Avo says, Rabbi Yochanan accepted Reish Lakish, because you see, he clarified his words. Amar, he said, Lim Mizonos, if they say that this piece of land should be for your Mizonos, Rebala Mizonos, then he just gave her an extra piece of land. Amar, Bimizonos, but if he says the Lashon Bimizonos, cuts his Lamizonos, then he must be giving a definitive mount for the Mizonos. Tosfos talks about here, didn't Tubladigo or Rabbi Yochanan get into trouble when he gave advice to his relatives? Ayveya, I made myself karechi adayonim. Same thing, Kriv Rabbi Yochanan, what happened? What's the difference? What happened here? So the Meiri says, maybe it gives one shot. Tosfos here, and the little Tosfos says, maybe it's a difference because he wasn't saying, telling what to do for sure. He was saying, give him an option. You know, he's suggesting this, but he's not saying dafka specifically to do this. The Meiri here gives another pshat also that he's not trying to be mafkia something, he's just trying to guard, give the Yershim a way not to lose their whole estate. Either way, there's a difference between earlier and now. Next, fifth parak in Maseches Ksubis, parak af al pi. Parak af al pi. So Menachem, I have to mention this vart. Menachem showed me a sefer called Ksov Zos. Ksov Zos, a sefer about Ksiva Sefer Torah and the godless of learning a daf a day. Pre Rav Meir Milublin. So there it quotes a story that when Chassam Sofer was a little boy, he asked his Rebbe the Hafla. When he found out, the Hafla told him that he was going to learn Perek Afalpi that Zman. So it's also amazing that the very young, he was going to learn Perek Afalpi. But either way, so he asked his Rebbe, he says, there's a medrash in Esther Rabbah, where it says, four people started a statement with Af, and they all were lost. The Nachash, right? Af Ki Amar Elokim, the Sarah Ofim, Adas Korach and Haman. They all started with Af. And they were all lost. How can Rabbi Yudanasi start Af Alpi? How can he start a parak with the word Af? Right? That's what Chassam Sofer asked the Hafla when he was a little boy. So the Hafla was very nehene from this Shaila, and he said, oh, I'll give you an answer. That's also, the Kash is amazing and the answer is amazing. He says, Ksuba says 13 prakim. There are 13 midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem, Hashem, Karach, Vachan, Erech, Apayim, Ches, Ve'emes. What's the fifth midah? If Hashem, Hashem is one. Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Racham, Vachan, Erech, Apayim. If it's connected Erech Apayim, then you can have the Af, because the Af has changed to Erech Apayim of the Rachmanis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know why Ksubis is connected the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but either way, 13 is parallel, and that's what he answered his student, the Chassam Sofer. Okay, with that introduction, Af Alpi. Af Abisharm Ksubis, even though Ksuba collects 200 and Amana 100, Imratzala Hosef Abiyom Amana Yosef. If he wants to add on, the Ritva says, even with words, even Ba'amira, he's Mitzchayev himself. That's a discussion in the Rishonim, but the Ritva says, even with words, because just the Hana'ah that he's getting by getting married is enough, Tzmura is enough to for him to be Mitzchayev himself. Even Me'amana, he can be Mosef as much as he wants. What do you mean, Afalpi? Now Halachic, like the Pnei Yeshua says, what's this continuing from? You don't start a sentence with even though. So it's continuing from the previous Mishnah, says the Pnei Yehoshua. Even though we learned earlier, you can't have less than the right amount of the Ksuba, you can have more than the regular amount of the Ksuba. That's the Alpha P, says the Pnei Yeshua. This Amun is Garsha. What happens if death or divorce occurs? We had this both, the rest of the Mishnah we had already in two contexts. If a death or divorce occurs, Beiman Erisin, Beiman Anisuin, Goves HaKol. The Tanakama says, even Mishas Erisin, she could collect the Tosefes. Rav Elazar ben Azariah Omer, no. Min HaNisuin, Goves HaKol. From Nisuin, she gets everything. Min HaErisin, Bzula, Goves Masayim, Lamana, Mana. From Erisin, the Tzula gets 200 and Lamana 100, Shishul Kosovo, El Amanas Lakon. So Rosamund Azariah says the Tosefes is only written Al Das to get married, and therefore she only gets the Tosefes from the state of marriage. Asks the Chiddushi Arims, why does the Mishnah have to tell me Halacha Minani Suin? There's no Machlokas by Minani Suin. What's the Chiddush of Minani Suin? She gets everything. Everybody agrees to that. So he says, no, you might have had a Hava meeting. We're talking about an Almana here. What if she's an Almana for a second time? So she's a katzlonis, she can't get married again. So there, maybe, he says, you would have had the havamina, that because it says in the ksuba, you'll get your ksuba when you marry la'acher, maybe she doesn't get the ksuba. Kamashalan, no, don't take that so literally. Even by a katzlonis, even by a woman who can't get married again, rachmana litzlan, she'd still be able to get her ksuba from her previous marriage. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the next machlokes, imratza kofezev l'ksub, besula shtarsha masayim, hikusofezis kvadim imchamana. Rabbi Yehuda says, she has the power to write on her ksuba, after she gets the ksuba for 200, she could say, I'm mochelas 100, I'm mochelas, I got it from you, I got 50, I got 100, I got 50, right? She's allowed to be miskabela, being mochel, which we'll talk more about tomorrow. Rabbi Meir Omer, kalapokas, besula masayim lamana mana, harizu bilasnos. Rabbi Meir says, no way. You can't be mochel. So that's a machlokes between about mechila, which we'll talk more about tomorrow. I guess we'll start tomorrow as a very short daf, so I'll also start tomorrow with the first tosis. Tosis is just the kasha. How can a person allowed to write a Tosefes ksuba, which is millions of dollars more than he has in his assets now? Tosis says, yeah, afilu me'amana Yosef. How can a person do that? I'm writing a ksuba $10 million. How can you do that? How is that binding? 2 days in Tosfos, special, we'll start tomorrow. Tomorrow on my base is very short. Hashem, we'll continue. Okay.